So we are exactly 1 week before Hanukkah. Next week, Sunday. Oh, we're less. We're less than a week. Moitzoy Shabbos is the first Ner of Hanukkah. It is only natural that the shiur today should be dedicated to Sugis of Hanukkah and the shiur next week as well, because we will have a shiur Beis Hashem next week as well, and my shiurim go on Yemei Hanukkah as any other day. So everybody spends time with family, but it shouldn't be at the expense of shiurim Torah. So this week and next week, Bezrat Hashem, we will be dealing with different sugyas of Hanukkah. And the question we will be discussing today is twofold. First of all, a very, very relevant question in our times. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens and Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis Siv Beis, that one is required to have enough shemen in Ner Hanukkah to burn for 1.5 hours. And after a half hour, you could just extinguish the ner, put out the fire, and or if you prefer not to put out the ner, mutar l'shtamish loyre, because it is no longer defined as ner Chanukah liyachas sheyotzi yeder chavosai, and the shir ad shetichla regel menashik, according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, is 1.5 hours. Is there an inyan to have it burn later into the night? Most people today put in a substantial quantity of oil, and well, we are living in an age of abundance, and even the poor people, as we define them today, metachet lekav ha'oni, are far better off than our forefathers were in most of the cities and towns in Europe or many years ago. So people could afford having some more shemen and having the Ner Chanukah burn somewhat longer. So the question we will be discussing today is, would it be defined as Hiddur Mitzvah? Is there an Indian Lachatchila to have your natives burn, you know, deep into the night? And towards the second part of the shiur, we will be discussing a general shaila. To what degree is there a similarity in Halacha between Ner Chanukah and the natives Shib Migdosh? Because after all, Ner Chanukah is a Zecher L'nespach HaShemen, and Nespach HaShemen is associated with the Neiris in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Chashmenoim came back and they once again did Chanukas HaMizbech and Chanukas HaMishkon and Chanukas HaKeilim, and they once again reinstituted Hadlokas HaNer. So Ner Chanukah in a way is associated with the Ner Shebeminoides Amor BeBeis HaMikdash. Does that have halachic implications? Do we find that Ner Chanukah has to be Dumya the Midash? And we will deal with 10 different halachas, 10 different sources, which are all based on the similarity between Ner Chanukah and Neiris Hamor. So let's begin the shiur, as I said. Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, we find in the Shulchan Aruch, Le'achar Chotzi Shoh, you could either put out the light or you are entitled to be Mishtamish Loyra. You could read next to the Ner Chanukah. And many ask on this pshak of the Shulchan Aruch. We find in the Sheiltas, Sheiltas the Rebbe Chaygo and Sheilta Chavov, and the Rosh quotes the Sheiltas, second Perek of Shabbos, Simen Tes, Moiser HaShemen, the leftover of the Shemen, Oysa Medira Bifnei Atzma V'Sorfoi. Why do a Medira and burn it? Why don't use it for scrambled eggs? Or for the kugel on Shabbos. I mean, what's left over after half hour, you could use. Mutar l'shtamish loyle. It's not this katzor l'mitzvosai. So how do we reconcile these two halachas? On one hand, moisar Hashem, and what is left over from Ner Chanukah, oiseloy medira, v'sorfoy, which clearly seems to indicate that you're not allowed to use it for your own personal benefit. And that is not only a shiltis that is brought in the poiskim, the Shulchan Aruch brings it. In Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin Siv Daled, and the source of this aloha, as I said, Shiltas Psikta, quoted in the Rosh Perik Bei Siman Tes. So the Bis Yosef says, this aloha, Moise Shemin Shemener, Oysel Amidira Besorfoy, is only if it was left over from the half hour, from the Shia of the Mitzvah, because we pass in Kov, so Ein Zokaklo. So if the Ner was extinguished by any ray, for any reason, the wind blew it out, or it just went out, the dinner's kof, so ein zukkah. The person is not required to relight that candle. So when we learn the din of moiser shemen shevener, oiser lemedura b'fneyatz moivisor foy, we are dealing now with the leftovers after a half hour, but if the ner went out before the half hour, and that half hour, that quantity is iskitzo elimitzavose, and therefore that cannot be used for any personal benefit. That is the opinion of the Mishnah. And that is clear in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Reishayin, Zayin Siv Dalet. However, the Mishnah does quote the Mari Abuhav. And the Mari Abuhav, one of the Gedolim in the previous door, he argued. So if a person tried to figure out how much Shemen is needed for a half hour, but he didn't make his proper calculations, and some Shemen was left over, then that is not this Kitzor HaMitzvosai, because his clear intention was to have 1 half hour. But if he didn't put in Dafka a half hour, and his intention was, let it be, let it burn, as long as it burns, then it is his Kitzor HaMitzvosai, and that is Osa Banoah. So according to Mari Abuhav, this halacha that we find that the Tur writes, La'achar chotzi sho yochal achabes ezener, deals with a person that had clear intention. He wants to be yoitze ikar mitzvah. He is not interested in having it more than a half hour. So in that case, when the half hour is up, he could put out those neiros. Or if he chooses, he could read la'oiram. However, if a person didn't have intention to be yoitze ikar chiyuvoi, and he just put in as much shemen as he had without any peida, then that is iskatzul mitzvosa. And in that case, moiser shemen shemener oisele medura v'sorfoi bifneyatzmoi. That is the opinion of Mari Abuhav. And the Taz has a very interesting comment in Siv Koten Beis, in that very same similar Tov Reishai and Zayim. And the Taz comments from Sanhedrin Mem Chesu Medalev. So there is a din of tashmishi ameis asurim bahanoa. And that's money that's collected, the kvoid ameis, his garments, tashmishi ameis asurim bahanoa. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, and that is a concept, the chozelei tofis, the lo chozelei loy tofis. What is beyond his needs is not nesar. What he really needs, that is nesar. But if we just piled up things out of desperation, out of grief, and the mace really had no need, the lo chozelei loy tofis. So the Taz argues against Mari Abuhav. Why would it make a difference that he had intention it should burn longer? The loy chozelei loy tofis. And this is a very interesting tzushtel. You know, we're dealing with two different halachas that are distant. This is the din of mace, toifis tashmishov, and it's also manoah. This is the din of persum and nis and erchanakeh. But it's an interesting argument of the Torah. But anyway, the Mari Abuhav says, the halacha that after a half hour you could put out the ner, you could use it to your own personal benefit, is when a person had clear intention. I want to be yoitze ikar achiyev and nothing beyond that. And therefore, what is beyond a half hour is not this katzor l'mitzvosei. But if a person is just madlik without any intention for a half hour, then as long as it burns, it still is ner chanukah, and it's this katzor l'mitzvosei, and in that case, that is the opinion of Mari Abuhav, but it is not the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mogen Avraham agrees with the Taz and the Beis Yosef. After a half hour, in any event, it is no longer osir, it's not a skitzol a mitzvah. The mitzvah is 1 half hour, and whatever burns after that, either you could put it out, or you could just read and enjoy and take benefit of those natives. So that is the Skoma de Bishyosef Taz and Magen Avraham, the major poison. So Rabbi Yankov Emden is always a chachin. And a Sheilas Yavetz. Shalas Achuvah Sheilas Yavetz, first chaylik, Simen Dalet, Rabbi Yankov Emden argues. Mitzvah min amuvchar, to have your natives burning till alois ha-shachar, till the morning. And that's a tremendous chiddush, because that is above and beyond Pirsumei Nisa. What does that have to do with Elois HaShachar? Dimya de Neiros Shebemigdash. Neiros Shebemigdash is Me'erev Ad Boikar. So Ner Hanukkah should be the same. It's not Miyakev because Chazal clearly said, Ad Shetichle Regel Menashuk. Ragle de Tarmidoi. The Rif, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch says, that's approximately a half hour. But the Biankavim says, Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. And according to the Biankavim, then the Maria Boav is right. Because if he didn't plan to put it out after a half hour, it's still not Hanukkah, Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. And that is an interesting argument that nobody brings up in this major discussion. What is it in the Natus after a half hour? And the Biankavim says, well, these Natus commemorate, they bring to mind, they are a zechut in the Natus of the Migdosh, and therefore, in a way, they have the same din. At least Mitzvah Min HaMufchar, the Natus should burn till the early morning hours, and that is a big Kiddush. Maharam Shik. In Mitzvah Tzadik Ches, Maharam Shik Al HaMitzvahs. He has a similar argument, but it comes from an entirely different angle. He comes from a different place. And the Maharam Shik argues, whatever your Moisef is part of the mitzvah. Why? Why? So there's a sugya in Beitzah Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Hamestapek min haner chayiv mishum mechabe, v'hamoisef shem al haner chayiv mishum mav'iyom. When you have a light burning from Erev Shabbos, and we're dealing with shemen, not solid fuel, but liquid, oil. If you're moisef shemen b'ner, chayiv mishum mavio, you pull shemen out of the ner, chayiv mishum mechabe. You didn't put on the light. You didn't put on the fire. The fire was there from Erev Shabbos. And Tosis explains why. Hamestapek min haner einer chayiv mishum mechabe because it's going to go out earlier. Moisef shemen b'ner is not chayiv mishum mechabe because it's going to burn longer. That's not the point. Tosis says, the closer the shemen is to the fire, then the fire is bigger and brighter. You take out shemen, and the oil goes farther away from the fire, then you diminish the light. That is mavir and mechava. Making the fire brighter and bigger is mavir. Diminishing it is mechava. You didn't extinguish it. You didn't put it out, but you made it smaller. You diminished the light. That is mechava. So the Maharam Shik argues, maybe that's pshat in the Maria Buav. We're dealing with shemen, madlik b'shemen. So the more you put in, it's not that it's going to burn longer. After a half hour, there no longer is a mitzvah. But the more shemen you put in, the light is going to be brighter and bigger. And therefore, that is iskatzur l'mitzvah say. And I find this a very strange sfora. Nowhere do we find that the bigger the light, that's a hidden mitzvah. Well, there is room for the argument, because if the point is persum and nisal rishus harabim, so the more obvious it is, more people will see it. You know, it's more obvious, it's more evident, then maybe it's a bigger persum and nisal. But nowhere do we find that there's a hidden to have a big Hanukkah and a big psila, a big thick psila, and have a big flame. We don't find that. And that is not very reasonable as a pshat in Mari Abuhav. Mari Abuhav seems to say that the longer it burns, still is Ner Hanukkah. According to the Maharam Shik, no. It's not because it's going to burn longer. It's because it's going to be brighter and bigger. Not always is the Sefer Shemen really going to make the fire bigger. So these are two different interpretations in the Svara of Mari Abuhav that argues that even Moiser HaShemen that was left over after a half hour still has Kedusha and still is Iskatzor LeMitzvosei. And you still shouldn't put it out. And you need Oysel HaMedura V'Sorfer Bifnei Yatzmoy. And his pshat in the tour is, but if a person had no plan and no intention of having the Ner burning and lighting after a half hour, then it's not his concern. It's totally relative on his intention. That is the opinion of Mari Abuav. My pshat in Mari Abuav would be this. Two great Gedolim 200 years ago, and they are both my Zaydis, Rav David Aich and Rav Meir Ash. They were Michvatonim. And from my mother's side, I am an Einikel of Rav David Aich and the Maharam Ash. Rav David Aich was a chaver of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer quotes him a few times. And Rav Meir Ash was first and foremost between Talmidei Chassam Sofer, and he was the same age. He was the Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer was very young, far before he came to Preshburg. And in Sefer Oihel David, which is a Sefer from Rav David Aich on Masechtas Hashas and in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph, and in Sefer Zichron Yehuda, which is the Minhagim and the Seidiyam of Maharam Ash, Rav Meir Ash. And they both argue that even though the basic mitzvah is a half hour, but the longer the Ner Chanukah burns, it is Hidur Mitzvah. Their basic argument is, because Bizmaneinu, we are Madlig Bifnim, as all the Rishonim and Poskim say, and the Ikar Pesumanisa is Lebnei Habayis, then as long as your family is up and around, there is an inyan of Pesumanisa. You're still Yoitza with a half hour, because that's the Shulchan Aruch. But as long as people are up and around, there still is Pesumanisa, and therefore Rav David Aich and the Maharam Ash, two of the greatest Gedolim going back 200 years, make it very clear. Yes, you're Yoitza with a half hour. But there definitely is Hidur Mitzvah. Not Ad Aloysa Shachar, like the Riyan Kavem, not because that has anything to do with Menoris HaMikdash, but because the very concept of Pesumanisa. That's what Ner Chanukah is all about. So, Mikivan Shebizman Hazeh, the Ikar Pesumanisa is Lebnei Habayis, and our meaning is Lahadlik Bifnim. Therefore, the longer the better. After all, it's an addition to Pesumanisa. As long as your family is up and they see the Ner Chanukah, that's Pesumanisa. The Magen Avraham himself has a very interesting Chiddush, and he says, if you use liquid oil, shemen, that after a half hour there no longer is any hiddur. But if you use nerot shava, don't know what it's called in English, wax, then the bigger, the nicer. The bigger, the prettier. So if you have long neris, it's hiddur mitzvah. Lo mitzad, it's going to burn longer. It's just nicer. Makes more impression. It is the hiddur of Zekeli van Veyu. It is not a hiddur in Pesumanisa. And the Magen Avraham says, just like a long lulav is a hiddur. So this is a din of a lulav that we don't find in Hilchas Lulav, but only in Hilchas Chanukah. And the Magen Avraham says, a long lulav is a hiddur. Why? Because it's more obvious. You have a long lulav, people see from the entire shul. Makes more impression. That's hiddur mitzvah. So long neiras would be hiddur mitzvah, according to the Magen Avraham. But that is a totally different hiddur. It is not a hiddur mitzad pesumanisa. It's just hiddur mitzad zekele maveh. And it's arguable, it's disputable. Who says the bigger the nicer? It's bigger, but not necessarily nicer. It's not necessarily talas nuah, or sefer Torah nuah, or shiroim nuim. But that's an interesting approach of the Magen Avraham. What I argue, and that is the chiddush of my two great zaydis, Mikivan shebizman hazeh, the ikar hiddur mitzvah, lebnei habayis, then the longer, the better. I just want to add on to their svara. In Eretz Yisrael, most of us do light bechutz. And justly so. Why not? After all, we're in Eretz Yisrael, b'toch am yonochi shevis. No difficulty, no sakana. Why not? Why not perform this mitzvah in its purest form? Al pi chazal, al pi shulchan aruch, al pi apoiskim? Yes. Many years in Golus. Actually, the entire period of 1,500 years, the minhag was lahadlik bifnim. And I wrote about this a great deal in Minchas Osher on Chanukah. For so many years, I've been giving shiurim on Chanukah. So Minchas Osher of Chanukah, there are a lot of shiurim and a lot of sichas. What I say today is not printed in the Sefer because this is relatively new and I just wrote it up last year. But I wrote at great length to be miyashiv many chassidim that are madlik bifnim, even in Eretz Yisrael, most chassidim are madlik bifnim. I myself adopted a very strange minig. I have two chanakis, and I am madlik bifnim because that is minig avoisai and minig raboisai, and I think one should adhere to the minhagim of his great parents and rabbis. But I see no reason whatsoever why not be madlik b'chutz ke'ikar tikkun chazal or ke'ikar mitzvah v'ner chanukah madlika pesach b'esach chutz to do pesum and nisa lebnei harabim. So I actually do both. But I feel so Rav David Aitcher and Rav Meir Ash were mechadish in their days. As long as your family is up and around, there still is a hiddur mitzvah. And I feel the same is even those that are madlik b'chutz, because our norms and our patterns of behavior have dramatically changed. And the major change is because of electricity. So for thousands of years, people used to go to sleep at Tzeisah Kechom, and they were up b'alois shachar. Because by night, you had nothing to do. It was dark. So great Gedolim learned all night with a candle. But if you try to learn with a candle, it's not very convenient. It's not very friendly. It's not very present. So people used to go to sleep early to bed and early to rise. So a half hour after Shkia or after Tzeisikhov, nobody was around. In our days, 8, 9, 10, that's when the streets start to bustle. So actually, if you're going to light Ner Chanukah b'chutz by the Shkia, nobody will see it. Besides the people standing next to you, and they're also busy lighting their Ner Chanukah. Nobody's out there. So the Ikar Pesum Menisa would be, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you live in a shkuna with kollel guys, 12 o'clock, there's still people around the streets, the kollels. Koilal Erev is still 10 o'clock, and that's when you start to go on 13 bar mitzvahs and chasanis and noyims and sheva bruchas until you're through with it. And so how do we find today atzitech l'regel menashu? This is a very, very interesting concept. So there's an amazing ritva. The ritva is the yochid, but the ritva is a very important source. One of the same word is shoinim, and the ritva in Shabbos daf chof aleph and beis writes, Ad kalya ragle de tarmidor, and I'm quoting the Loshna of the Ritva, Moichra Eitzim and a Kloim tarmidor, Vehemes Achron Berchoibur, Ube Kormokom, Adovor, Haze, Kefi Mashuhu, Vaminaga Poshut, Shishi Uroi, Kolzman, Shechanoyesa, Moichrim, Shemen, Viki Yoitze, Behem Suchois. So in days of yore, people didn't always prepare in advance. Maybe they didn't have the money. So the last shops to close on Hanukkah were the shops that sold oil. So as long as those shops are open, there still is a mitzvah. But the Ritva says, "Bekol mokoyim kefi ma shehu." According to the Ritva, one could argue that bisman hazeh you're not really yaitze unless your Ner Hanukkah burns to 8, 9, 10 o'clock. Because Chazal said, would that be my psak, that one has a chiev to put a half a pint of shemen in every ner and have it burn for 3, 4, 5 hours? No. I do feel, and this has to do with hashkofes halacha, I do feel if you adhere to the Shulchan Aruch, yoytzi yedeichoy. Because one could argue, even in the days of Chazal, even in the days of Chazal, if people would be around for 5 or 6 hours, I'm not sure Chazal would say you need to spend a lot of money and have your Ner Chanukah burn till as long as people are out. Maybe Chazal would say, well, half hour, an hour is enough. You did your share. You did Pirsum HaNisa. Who says Pirsum HaNisa has to be till the last of the people are out on the street? Chazal did say Atchet Techlegel Mashiach, because in their days it was a relatively short period. So they said Atchet Techlegel. If it would be 5 hours, maybe Chazal wouldn't require Atchet Techlegel Mashiach. After all, we all did a substantial Pursum and Esser. Half hour, an hour is substantial. Maybe it's enough. So if a person adheres to the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the major poskim is Yosi Yedekhoiva, but I definitely would argue, at least it's a heder mitzvah. After all, Chazal said, that's a tichle regel min hashuk. And in our days, tichle regel is definitely not a half hour. So therefore, the same svara that those gedalim said in their days, la'oysen hamadlikim bifnim, your family is up, so it's a heder mitzvah. In our days, we would say exactly the same, la'oysen hamadlikim b'chutz. After all, people are up and around. The street is full of people. So we won't go to the extreme and say it's a chiyuv gomer to have Ner Chanukah till 10 or 11 o'clock because people are out there. It's not yet tichle regel min hashuk. But I definitely would insist that definitely is hit a mitzvah. And therefore, nowadays, yes, it's not a chiyuv. But it is hiddur mitzvah. You know, put in a significant amount of oil and have the nerah bein bifnim, bein bechutz go on, and it definitely would be defined as hiddur mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef Engel was a phenomenal goan, and I think I quote him quite often. He was one of the greatest gedolim in Europe in the pre-Holocaust period. I think it was nostalgic in Tofresh paper. He was one of the great poets of Galician Gedolim. Phenomenal. And he wrote many svarim. And in Gilyon Shal Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph, he has an interesting comment. He's always interesting and always controversial and different and original. So the Rebbe Yosef Engel argues, L'choyre tzachiyev gomer to put out Ner Chanukah as soon as you were Yotzi Yedei Chayva and not let it burn on. Why? Because Osar Hashtam Shliyot. So as long as it's a chiyuv, it's a chiyuv. But the moment it is no longer a chiyuv, also the shamish loyda. But I'm not mishtamish loyda. There is sufficient lighting. But he argues zev is a goyim also. It's like zev is a goyim. Well, you have other lights, but your nana from all the light you have. So zev is a goyim would be also. And therefore he argues lechayda. We should say that. It's a chiyuv to put it out because you cannot be nana. And Bederech Pilpul, so typical of a Galician godly, says, maybe it's like tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es amila. Tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es amila is not a chiyuv, but nevertheless, kol zman shelo pirish, even on Shabbos, you could remove them. Why? Because it's not ma'akiv, but it still is part of mitzvah smila, so maybe the same would be. You were Yaitze, but it's still a natural continuation, so it still would be considered part of Mitzvah's Ner Chanukah. That is his purpose. First of all, I think it has nothing to do with Zev Zegoyim. It has nothing to do with Isur HaNor. By Ner Chanukah, there is no Isur Lehenois. It's not Osav HaNor like Isur HaNor, like Orla and Kilei HaKeren and Bosa B'Cholov. And Chometz v'Pesach. Also, lehishtamish lo'oir. The fact that the natives are burning is not hishtamish. So in Hilchas Shabbos and Reish Samach Gimel, there's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Could we make a brocha on Ner Shabbos on Tosefes Oiro? According to the Mechaber, only one woman could make a brocha on Adlokas Ner Shabbos, and she is Moitzi. All other family members or guests. You cannot make a brocha on Tosefes Oira, minig Ashkenaz, in accordance to the Ramah, and the sources in the Maharil and the early Ashkenazi poiskim. Tosefes Oira is enough. It is substantial. And you could make the brocha lahat l'kner Shabbos on additional lights. So one might argue regarding Ner Chanukah, so maybe Ashkenazim have a problem. Because to us, Tosefes Oira is substantial. You could make a brocha on Ner Shabbos Tosefes Oira. Svarda might not have a problem. But that once again is the Mioinus Lechaikim. I think the din of Ner Shabbos Lechud, Isurei Hanoa Zeveze Goyrem Lechud, Ose Lishtamish Lechoyrem Lechud. And the prohibition in Ner Chanukah is Lishtamish Lechoyrem. So if you have no other lighting, only in Ner Chanukah, that's a prohibition. Because you make benefit of Ner Chanukah. It is the way you move around and you see what's happening in your house. You cannot take a book and read, reading L'Oyer Ner Chanukah. But the fact that, in a way, indirectly, you have benefit from the Ner Chanukah, that is not a Issa. Chazal asru lehishtamish L'Oyer. It's not an Issa Noah. It's his katzoy l'mitzvosay. It's all about bizui mitzvah. So as long as he isn't mishtamish L'Oyer, that would be no problem at all. It has nothing to do with Zeves Egoyrim. It has nothing to do with the sugya of Tosefes Oyrim. But going back to the basics, I don't understand the Bishop Engel's argument, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, at least, after a half hour, it's not the Skatzona Mitzvosai. Muta Lishtamish L'Oyrim. So what's your problem? When it's no longer a mitzvah, then it's not the Skatzona Mitzvosai. Muta Lishtamish L'Oyrim. So what is the problem? It would only be a problem L'Didam. Because if we argue, no, there still is persumanis, and there is a mitzvah in a mufchar, then the Yosef Engel has an argument. So how could you benefit from that light? But the tshuva is, as I just explained, the iser is only lehishtamesh l'oyer. It's not like isurei hanoah. So regardless of whether we pass into sefes oyer is substantial, is not substantial. Legabe Ner Shabbos, making a brochan and lekas Ner Shabbos, has nothing to do with Ner Chanukah. And the Issa Ner Chanukah is only leishtamesh l'oira. And as long as he isn't intentionally and directly nene and mishtamesh m'or Ner Chanukah, that would be no problem of the Issa of also leishtamesh. Let's get back to a comment that I made at the beginning of the shiur. Does Ner Chanukah have the same halachas as the Ner of Menorah Samor in the Heichal in Beis Hamikdash? So one of the first sources that I quoted in today's shiur is the Yankov Emden. The Yankov Emden's interpretation of Mari Abuhav. So he says, yes, Asher Techna Regel Menashuk, half hour would be enough. And you yoytzi yedei chayva. However, there would be a mitzvah min hamufchar ad alois hashachar, because that is the halacha of menorah samor in the Beis Hamikdash me'erev ad boker. There are far earlier sources. Probably the most important is Rashi. When a Shabbos chav beis, the Gemara is mesupa kadloka oisa mitzvah o hanocha oisa mitzvah. Rashi explains, why would we say hadlaka oisa mitzvah? So Rashi says, mitzvah shal ner chanukah tvuya badlaka kida ashkechin b'menorah. And just like in Beis Hamikdash, the mitzvah was hadlaka saneres and hadlaka oisa mitzvah, the same would apply to ner chanukah. And the halacha is hadlaka oisa mitzvah, not anoch oisa mitzvah, so this will be the earliest and most important source. Yes, Ner Chanukah does have the same halachas, and some of the dinim of Ner Chanukah are derived from the dinim of Menorah Samor. There's another fundamental halacha in Ner Chanukah, also the Shtamish Loira. And why is that? So in the sugi of also the Shtamish Loira, Dav Chof Alam and Beis, Rashi writes, Kedei Sheyehei Nikar, that this is Ner Chanukah and not Ner Beisoy. Because once upon a time, people didn't use electricity. And they lighted their homes with Neiris, Psila, and Shemanim. And therefore, if people would sit next to the Ner Chanukah and read, it would cause confusion, and people might not be aware that that is Ner Chanukah. And we're losing our Pirsum and Issa. If it wouldn't be obvious that that is a Ner Chanukah, there would be no Pesum in Issa. Some people light it the exterior of their houses, not only inside, their yards, their chatzeres. And therefore, also the Shams Lo'era is part of the Pesumanism. It should be a hecker that this is not an arrow that people put on for their benefit and their personal use, but rather Pesumanism, Zeichlanes. That is Rashi's pshat. But the Ran, in that very same sugi, the Ran says, Dumi de Menorah Samor. Menorah Samor is Me'ila. You cannot derive personal pleasure or benefit from anything that is Hegdish. So the Ram's understanding is that not only the din of Adlokai Samitzvah, but also the din of Osar Shlamish Loira has to do with Menorah Samor. Halacha number 3, Simetov Reish Ayin Aleph, Siv Zayim, is Ner Chanukah that we are madlik in Beis HaKnesses and in Beis Medrash. And the Shulchan Aruch says, that the proper place to put the menorah is bedoroim. Why bedoroim? Because the mizbeach was in the center, shulchan atzofen, menorah bedoroim. So we learn from the Shulchan Aruch, and that is earlier sources, the kalbo in semen mem daled, that why do we put the Chanukiah in Bedorim of Beis HaKnesses to meet the Beis HaMikdash? So their interpretation is, when you light at your home, it's Pesach Beis HaMikdash Mishum Pesum and Issa. But the closest thing to Menorah Samor and Beis HaMikdash is the Neiras Chanukiah in Beis HaKnesses. After all, Chazal do say, and we dealt with this halacha just a week ago or so, Chazal do say, "Ve'er lehem lemikdash mat b'kol mokum asher yavo yishamu, eilo bota kneisis and bota midrashos." So the base knesses is a mikdash mat, and therefore the minig is to put on neiris and basic knesses, and that is the zeichel of samora, and that is why it is bidrom basic knesses. But there is an additional halacha with the Mishnah Berurah being since chok beis that the neiris bedoroim, but they're memizrach lemala, because that is exactly the way the menorah in the heichal was standing. Bitzadorim, but between mizrach and mala. So these two halachas, which deal with the proper placement of the chanukiah of the menorah in Beis HaKnesses, both are based on Beis HaMikdash. Litzadorim and bein mizrach lemala, not bein sofon ledorim, but bein mizrach lemala. And that is the way the menorah was standing in the heichal. Mitzadorim, memizrach lemarav. So both these halachas are based on the dimyan, the similarity between Ner Chanukah beBeis HaKnesses and Menorah HaMikdash. There are different reasonings and different interpretations regarding the source of the minig to be madlik Ner Chanukah beBeis HaKnesses. It has no source in the Gemara, but we find it in the Rishonim and in Zalach and Shulchan Aruch. Some say, because once upon a time, in days of yore, there were so many homeless people, and they used to be in the Beis HaKnesses. That is the source of the minig we say Kiddush and Avdol in the Beis HaKnesses. And some shuls, minig Ashkenaz, do that up to today, you know, every Shabbos. And the origin of that minig is for people that had no place to be, and that was the only place they heard Kiddush. So some Rishonim argue that is the source of the minig of Ner Chanukah beBeis HaKnesses. Others argue it is for the Ami Yerotzis that don't know how to say a brocha at home. So they will light Ner Chanukah at home, but they won't be able to recite the brochas. So we light the Beis HaKnesses to be moitzi them, the brochas, when they go home and they put on Ner Chanukah. But the third interpretation would be Dumye de Menorah Samor. And that is the minig. And therefore it is Bedorim Bein Mizrach Lemarav. Another interesting halacha. So the minig is lahadlik beBeis HaKnesses, but it is brought in all the poiskim, and the source of this halacha once again is the kalbo in Simen Mem Dalet, that the minig lahadlik beBeis HaKnesses in the morning as well. In your house you don't light in the morning, only by night. So how come in Beis HaKnesses you light in the morning? So the Kolbe says, according to the Rambam, Hadlokas Anelis was twice every day. In the afternoon, Merev Ad Boiker, and once again in the morning. And the minig lahadlik bebeis haKnesses, not only in the evenings, but in the mornings, is based on Shitzarah. Others argue the entire idea of Ner Chanukah bebeis haKnesses is Pesum HaNesef, so whenever they come together. But it is a Chiddush, because the basic mitzvah, which is in your home, is only by night, and a basic knesses, it is morning as well. So the Kalbo says, and then many poets can quote that, that this once again is based on Ner Chanukah b'Menorah Sabor. So that is what we find in Shalos Shachuvos Levushei Mor, Chitun Yonah Samach Vav, Binyan Shloim, Rav Shloim HaKoyim, Mevilna, and Chanukah Semenin Gemelan, other sources. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reishayin Tes, Ner Chanukah comes before Ner Shabbos. However, the Birka Yosef says that Mincha, we should daven Erev Shabbos before Ner Chanukah. And why is that? Why is there an Indian to daven Mincha before Ner Chanukah? Because Mincha is Keneged Tomid Shul Beinu Arbayim. And the Tomid Shul Beinu Arbayim comes before Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. And therefore the proper minig is to daven Mincha before Ner Chanukah. That is what the Chidor, Berki Yosef, Tov Reishayin Teis, quotes from Arash Abuhav. That the proper minig is to have Mincha before Ner Chanukah, because Shachras is Tomid Shul Shachar, Mincha Tomid Shul Beinu Arbayim, and Tomid Shul Beinu Arbayim was before Ner Chanukah. Source number 7, which is a tremendous Chiddush, Seder Hayom. Seder Hayom is a very important sefer, going back 400 years, the Moshe ben Mochia. And Hilchas Chanukah writes that the Ner Chanukah should be between 10 Tfochim and 18 Tfochim high. That was the height of Menorah Samor and Beis HaMikdash. But it's amazing because it's against the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Shabbos Chof Alef Amud Beis Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Anicha B'toich HaSorah. The Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a Mitzvah that should be Lamata Mi HaSorah Tfochim. And the Seyed Yom says, Bein HaSorah Liyud Ches Tfochim. So the Elior Rabba wonders. But we find an additional source similar to the Seder Hayom. Mekor Chaim L'Chavis Yor. And the Chavis Yor also goes back 350 years. And he writes the same. Many aren't makbid bizman hazeh to have the Ner Chanukah L'mata Masoret for. Especially Rebbes that have these huge menoiris and there is room to argue that maybe this manazeh is not just a big payday. What is the source and the reasoning of the halacha Ner Chanukah mitzvah anicha l'mata masorat tfochim to differentiate between Ner Chanukah and Ner Beisoy? So the lights people use for their personal usage and benefit and pleasure were always l'mala masorat tfochim, because the height of a person is far more than a masorat tfochim. Even when you sit and read, it is l'malam asor tvochim. And therefore, Chazal said, Metz nechanukah mitzvah nechal amatam asor tvochim, mishum heker. Today, that is not relevant, because today, we all use electricity. It's quite obvious that nechanukah is nechanukah. It has no other explanation. So therefore, today, many aren't that matter. But on the other hand, halacha is halacha, and that is halacha, and that is what it says in Shukunot. So this brings us to a different discussion. When halachas are based on a certain metzias, are they binding when that metzias changes fundamentally? So we're not dealing with halachas shavus, we're not dealing with isurim, we're dealing with halachas of Ner Chanukah. But anyway, two great gedolim, the Seder Hayom and the Mekor Chaim, both say it should be the height, the approximate height of Menorah Samor, which is a big chiddush. Source number 8 is source number 1. The Shilas Yavetz that we quoted at the beginning of today's shir, that there is a mitzvah min amuvchar. It should be doilek meyerev ad alois ha-shachar kemo minoyre esamo. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Siv Dalet that you could use the same psilis from one night to the other. And that is not a busy mitzvah. Well, in Ner Shabbos, we find the halacha of hivu, mitzvah lahavevah. Because if you put it on once, it's easier to put it on again. So the Shulchan Aruch says you could use the same psilis from one night to the next. But some rishonim. The cowboy, Hilchas Chanukah. Orchos Chaim, Hilchas Chanukah Oshei. They write, no. Mitzvah min amuvcha to change the psilis every day. Dumya, the hatovas aneiris and beis amigdosh. What is a tovas aneiris? Before adlukas aneiris, we have a tovas aneiris. Nitshana shemen, nitshana psilo. Every day they change the psilis and they change the shemen. They didn't use leftover shemen. And they didn't reuse the same psilis. So the Orchos Chaim and the Kolboy and the Meiri and Shabbos Chof Aleph, those three are showing him right. Lechatchela, we should change the psilis, dumye, the menoiris amor. Source number 10 is something we all adhere to, not even knowing what the origin of this halacha is. So the Dark Moshe writes, Minadin, you could use any type of inflammable material. However, mitzvah min amufra is shemen zayis, dumye de menoire samor. So that is what we find in the Arka Moshe Simen Tov, Reish, Ayin Gimel, and in the Meiri as well. However, the Meiri doesn't specify and doesn't emphasize shemen zayis, but he does say liquid shemen. Dumye de menoire samor. Not using solid fuel, but liquid shemen, dumye de menoires amor, shaneis hoyo b'shemen. So we brought 10 different halachas, which are all based on the same concept, the same basic idea, dumye de menoires amor. So in a week's time, we will all have the great mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which is one of the few mitzvahs that are mishum persuminis. So we have two yamim tovim derabanan, Purim and Chanukah. Both are similar in many ways. Both come to remember nisim that were performed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the tkufa of Bayis Sheni. But the way we rejoice is so starkly different. In Purim, it's all about the achila v'shtiyah, especially drinking. Chai v'nish l'vesume, ad l'yoda v'nor ha'om ala baruch Mordechai. And in Chanukah, we have no mitzvah v'chila v'shtiyah at all. It is only adlokas aner and halal v'idoyim. Why are they so different? The Levush explains, because the danger was a different one. The gzeres were different. In Purim, we are in danger of annihilation. Haman was out to destroy, to kill. Lahashmed laharig labed es kol yehudim in arvat zokim biyoyim echad. He was there to annihilate. The Avonim didn't try to destroy the Jewish people, but they did try to re-educate and reform and change their ways. Lashkicham terosecha ulahavinam chuk retzanecha. So in Purim, the danger was a physical danger. The salvation was a physical salvation. So the way we remember and rejoice is a physical one, eating and drinking. Chanukah, it was a spiritual sukkah. So the salvation was the salvation of Torah and of mitzvahs. So we rejoice in a spiritual way. Hadlokas aner. Specifically hadlokas aner. Because the gzeira was l'shkicham terosecha. And the entire Avodah Beis HaMikdash is centered around three basic kelim: Menoira Shulchan and Mizbeach. Keneged Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasod, Menoira Torah. Mizbeach obviously is Avodah, and the Shulchan is Gemilas Chasodim. So the Nes was performed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in the Shulchan, not in the Mizbeach HaPanini, or the Mizbeach HaChitzim, but in the Menoira. Because Noda indicates and symbolizes Torah. That was the Sakon and Ashkichim Torah Sakon. But Aviram Michuke Ritzon. And therefore, the mitzvah of Chanukah is totally in the realm of spirituality. Halal, Beidoyim, and Hadlakas Aneves. Because the Menorah Samor is Keneged Torah. And the Sakona was Shichach HaSatorah, Ashkicham Torah Secho. That was the Neis, and that was the salvation. The Yevonim didn't try to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but they did, as we learn in Shkolim, Yud Gimel Protzos in Chomes HaBayis. And I said many times, why 13? Would one say 13? Because by chance it was 13. No. Any number we find in the fundamental sources of Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim, Chazal is symbolic, must have some significance. And I feel that 13 is 13. Whether the Yevonim were aware of it, maybe not. We find an expression in Chazal, Afal gav de'il or chazi, mazlei chazi. But 13 is our magic number. Everything that is so precious to us is 13. Yud Gimel Ikre Emuna, formulated by the Rambam. Yud Gimel Midisha Torah Nidreshes Ben, the fundamentals of Torah Shebal Peh. Yud Gimel Midisha Rachamim, by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows His mercy and Rachamim Shemayim upon Klal Yisrael. Every Yid is Mekabel Ol Malcha Shemayim when he's 13 years of age. 13 means so much to us. So the Yevonim weren't there to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but they were there to fight the 13. The number 13, which makes us unique, which sets us apart. And the Gaon says, those 13 pitches were in the Chil, and the Chil is the boundary where a non-Jew could approach, and no further. So that symbolizes our uniqueness, what sets us apart from all the others. That is what aggravated the Yevonim. And they try to explain and impose upon us, you're no different than we are. You're no different than all and others. You know, we believe in ours and you believe in yours, but why would you think you are different or unique or superior? So it was about the 13. And it's amazing. It's amazing, but it is a fact, you know. Half a year ago, I spent a lot of time in America, in Memorial Hospital in Manhattan. And I once again saw it. I experienced and I saw this many times. So if you walk into the hospital, you know, there are 20 floors, but you can't get to the 13th floor. You skip from 12 to 14, and in most of major hotels and apartment buildings and skyscrapers in New York and around the world, there is no 13th floor. They don't like that number. And no wonder that they don't like that number. That's our number. That's our magic number. And to me, it is clear. It's not coincidental. Yud Gimel Peretz Parzu Hayavon. Because all that is precious to us and all that sets us apart is 30. Yud Gimel Midrash Rachamim and Yud Gimel Midrash Torah Nidresh Esplan. And Yud Gimel Ikre Emuna, which are unique for us. That is what the Yevonim tried to destroy. They did not try to kill and destroy the Beis HaMikdash and annihilate the people. It was all about Lahashkicham Torosach. Kizvo lochem al keren ashor she'ein lechem chelek be'elukei Yisrael. Why keren ashor? I spoke about this many times, but b'derech rash I would say by nizke shor. That rule doesn't apply to Shen V'Regel, only to Keren. So they don't like that halacha. That Niske Keren B'Shor, there's a difference between Shorei Eyu V'Lo Shor Shel Akum. Kisvu Lechem Al Keren Ashor Shein Lechem Chelek V'Elokei Yisrael. They were out to argue. You are no different than all the others. We are all the same. But we believe that we are different because Atu bachartonu makalawam, ahavtu eisonu, v'rutzisu. what is not only a privilege, it is also an obligation and a responsibility. But we are unique, and that is the Yesod of our Emunah, and that is the Yesod of Torah Moshe. And that is what the struggle was all about by Hanukkah. So Hanukkah is not about physical rejoicing. It's not about the Chila Vishdi, it is about Halal, Vahidoya, and Hadlokah Sanar. So Yerotzen, we should always be Zoicher, Nasas, the Tzoni, Velev, Sholem, and we should see the Oragonos in the Neiros Hanukkah, and we should once again be Zoicher, Bekura, Biyameinu, to see the Kohen Gadol, Meitiv, Umadlokah Sanaris, Bemenoiris, Amor, Bebeis, Amigdosh, Bemheiro, Biyameinu, Ameinu. Bezrat Hashem, next week, we have the Shia. Thank you.